Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Chav Zayin, and today we're going to talk about Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Well, we had this machlokas back at the beginning of the second parak on daf Chav Aleph Amad Aleph, and the Gemara went off on a tangent the past couple of days about Isur Achila, Isur Hana, and many different other Isurim involved. And then it got into back to the Mishnah. So we get back to the end of the Mishnah, which is here on Chav Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says they want us to burn their Chametz, and the Chachamim say that no, one could destroy it in any way one wants. You could crumple it up and throw it to the wind, or into the Yam. So the Gemara here, at least starts on today's daf, starts to try to figure out what the source is for Rabbi Yehuda. So let's just read the beginning, and then we'll get back to this B'Sham later. Tanya, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. And it is appropriate that this is the din. What do you mean that din no sein? The following svara. Uman no sar she'eno bibal yira ubal yimatze toan sreifa no sar, which is not by Rabbi Yimatze. There's no issur to have no sar in your rishus, and yet it needs to be burned. Chametz sheyeshnam by Rabbi Yimatze lo kol shekein shetan sreifa. So chametz, which is it has an issur by Rabbi Yimatze, it's more chamor. Surely it should need sreifa. Says the Gemara Amru lo, the Chacham say back, kol din shata dun, tchilas ulahachmer v'sof alahak eleno din. One second. Anytime you have a kal v'chomer, that you start off as a chumrah, here you would require sreifa, but it might end up a kula, meaning the following, eno din, then it's not a good kal v'chomer. Lo matze eitzim l'sarfo, yehi yoshi v'batel. Let's say you say you require sreifa, and then he can't find wood, so he's just going to sit and leave it and not do anything. V'atara amra, tashbisha sarbi batechem. B'chol davar shata yochal hashbiso. The Torah says you have to get rid of it. So what is he going to do? It's going to end up being a kula. Rashi, kol din sh'ata dun shemit chiloso atadano kidela hachmir alav sh'chomer hu v'atamevi lo chomer acher kideka amrit. You bring in another chumra, chomet shubaval yira, eno Digiton Srefa Vesofo Nimsa Shachomer Shadamosiva Love Gorim Olahakel. Right, it's gonna be a kula, so eno din that type of kavachomer. Sharia din melamed, she chomor, varu mekilo. Now you're gonna end up being more mako by these, and you're not gonna get rid of it. Shimlo Motsub Aitsam Yashiva Bibata Rashi Bitmiya. Fiafagav Damrina Perakama Rabbi Yehuda. And even though we said in the first parak, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ava Bashas Bir Hashbasa Bechol Davar, that once you get later on, Bashas Bir Hashbas is anyway, Gabi Pultayu Miya Kula hi. But regarding this detail, it's a kula. But Mishu wrote so let's say Spish Yara or Batoch Shloshim, he who wants to leave. Darmina Zakh Glavaruk, she ain't eats and will serve you, Yoshibu Batav, Olivarenu, and you won't be Mavarit. So Rashi says in this case you wouldn't be allowed to darshan that din. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay, you learn it out. You add an additional point. Review this says no sir dasar bachila and chametz is also bachila. So it's not a kal v'chomer. It's a mamatzinu. Manosu b'sreifa v'chametz b'sreifa. Then we say no. Nevela is also bachila. You don't have to burn it. So the Gemara says no. No sir is also bachila and also mana. And then that's not good enough. And it's also be. Kareis v'chulu. Okay, the Gemara goes into all the different details of what the source is for Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara doesn't end up on today's daf. We have to continue going to the tomorrow's daf to be able to see what the maskan is. But the question is, a couple of points. Number one, who do we paskin like? Satoso is right here. Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. Tosfos says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Nira d'halacha Rabbi Yehuda. How does Tosfos know that? Usually halacha v'rab yochav v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Tosfos says number one, d'sasam latana kavasei. Because if you look in the last Mishnah, Maseches Temura, Daf Lamed Gimel, Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Gemara lists off there all the Nikbarin and all the Nisrafin, all the items that have to be buried and all that has to be burned. And one of the items that have to be burned is Chametz B'Pesach. So Stam Tana is like Rabbi Yehuda. V'yim Tomar, the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Im Kain, here Rabbi Yehuda says a Kavachomer and then Kol Din Sha'atadun. So then then the Chachamim say back, based on that svara, and if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that means we reject that svara lahalacha. But one second, the Rabbanan, there's a machlokas and Maseches Sukkah where they use that same exact svara, and there we accept it. V'imtein b'hadam Rabbi Yehuda Sukkah she'ena noheges l'barba minim shebelulav. Rabbi Yehuda has a chumra in Sukkah, the only items that are allowed to be used for schach. Ach are from the Dalaminim. Lulav Esrogim Hadasim Aravas Yehenami Alakamosa. We should pass like him too, because the ones who argue on him use the same svara that are rejected here. Dasanami lo pligi rabbanan el mitam to call Dinsha Tchilas Lachmer Vesavala Hakel. Einodin, over there, the same svara is used. And if we reject that svara here, we should reject that svara there. Uperakam of the Sukkah saw some lantana grabbanan. But and yet, the Stam Mishnah in the first parak of Sukkah tells us we pass like the Rabbanan. You can use whatever you want for Schach, as long as it fits the requirements. Diktani hitza alas a gefen ves hadalas, right? Those are not dalaminim im katzang shera. So you see, the Stam Mishnah in Sukkah goes against Rabbi Yehuda there. V'yesh lomar the Gemara is a docha kaim lank Rabbi Yehuda. Here we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, not because per se we reject the kol din sha'at adon. Mishum din acher, the yalaf ha-mamatzinu. Nothing to do with the kavachomer. We have the mamatzinu later on as we started reading. So it's not that we reject the first svar of the Rabbanan, but it's the mamatzinu. That's what we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda here. Avagav da amru l'chadis of continues. Okay, so that is the shita of Tosus. Tosus says we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. And if you look in the Rush also discusses this right here in our parapara base. Simon Gimel says the Rush, after quoting the Machlokes, he says, V'Rashi Pasak, we're not sure where this Rashi is, Rashi Pasak Rabbi Yehuda, Mishun the Sazlam Tana Kavasi, Parapasu the Tmura, the Chash of Chamis Pachalkan Esrafim, V'Yalva got the Shazak Rabbi Yehuda, Anan Lo Shaskinan, the Lo Itosav Ela Midivrei Atzmo, and even if you want to say Rabbi Yehuda is rejected Isvara, even though he was Shasak, we are not Shaskinan, the Lo Itosav Ela Midivrei Atzmo, V'Chim Pasak Sefer HaMitzvah, V'Chim Pasak Rabbi Saloni, V'Havi Raya, what's another Raya we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, besides the Stam Mishnah? The Gemara we had earlier at Daf Hey. Remember, Shma Minam Me Rabbi Akiva Tlas. We learned three things from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a drasha there at Daf Hey Amin Aleph about Tashbisu, impossible that it means destroy your chametz on the first day of Pesach, because after all, it's an Av Malacha, and you can't violate an Av Malacha on that day. Ein Bi'er Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. Right, so you see, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's another raya that we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. That pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. They've raya me to come by Rava La'el, Shabbi Na'im, Bir Chamiz Elabasrefa. Faga onim pasku kechachamim. V'chein kasav ala iter, v'chein kasav Rabbeinu Yona. Aye, what about Stam? V'im yishom Stama de Tzmura. What about the Stam Mishnah at the end of Tzmura? Kaim alam, betrei mesachtis, ain say there. No. We paskin that in two different mesachtis, ain say there. And therefore, if we have a machlokes and a stam, which one came first? That's not clear, right? It could be we paskin when it's a stam, when it's a machlokes biachach stam, then we would paskin like the stam. But if it's a stam biachach machlokes, maybe we wouldn't. Why would we paskin like the stam in the case of machlokes biachach stam? Because it must be the Tana saw both opinions and picked one. That's what Rashi says on the Zayin Amad Aleph in Maseches Avodah Zarah. To keep it the satme acher amachlokes shma mina to kamer rabbanan b'taimayu umistaver taima dehech. If Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is so same acher the machlokes, then you know it must be that he holds that way. But that's only within one mesechta. If it's outside of the mesechta, then we don't say. We say ain't say to the mishnah. So it could be that that mishnah in Tamura could be, so to speak, before our mishnah here in Maseches Achim, and therefore it's a stam b'achra b'achlokes, then we wouldn't paskin like the stam, says the Rosh, and that's what the Ritva says here too. The mishum de stamba de tamura de kamelan shtei mishach lein seidim imkin halacha karabim. V'yim tikshi l'cha rabbanan gufaya lofi minosar dila tatu lecha perka. Right, what about, so why don't the rabbanan learn from nosar? You want to say we paskin like the rabbanan, but why do we paskin like the rabbanan? V'yishoma dila tatu iti lakshuyim ala nosar shekin kodesh. Okay, we'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. But again, that is the Rashi. If you look in the Ritva also relates to our machlokes. Again, in short, the Ritva says, "V'tosas pasuk kahalok Rabbi Yehuda mishum stasan kavasi v'tmura." Because of our Ritva, de'eno hagun de'yachad v'rab malacha k'rabim. We pass like the rabim. V'histam alo samchina d'ilma stam v'yachad kach machlokes. See, the same thing as the Rashi. So it's a major machlokes we shown him who we paskin like in this machlokes. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, who's the Shulchan Aruch paskin like? We do lachadchila. We try to be machmer like those opinions to burn our chametz. Aye, what about if one can? So then we paskin make din like the Rabbanan. I didn't mention the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim also. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perakim Alochi Yid Aleph, and then we'll read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch basically quotes the Rambam Shita. Ketzad bir chametz, says the Rambam. Sarfo, doesn't say you can't burn it. Sarfo, oh. Horer v'zor la ruach o zorko la yam. So you can do whatever you want, says the Rambam. But again, he has the first line of sarfa. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, tough mem hey. Ketzad b'yachami sarfa ofer v'zor la ruach o zorko la yam. V'mha yachami tzkasha v'ina yam mechatcha b'mheira mefara v'yachar kach zorko la yam. Says the Rambam, v'haminag l'sarfo. V'tarv l'sarfo by yom, dumya denosar shahaya nisraf by yom. Minag to burn it, and if you could burn it by day, because it's similar to no sir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'haminag l'sarfo, t'choshesh. Why is it minag to burn it? Because we're choshesh for the das of the poskim, according from the Taz and the Gra, the Taz poskim, Shepaskim, Rabbi Yehuda, Damarim Mechamis Allah Besreifa. That's what we try to be machmer for. The Alfina Minosa Shu Besreifa. Uminag Zehu Afilu Im Sarfo Bizman Haraui. Taino Besof Shaach Hamishas Kiminagenu. Even if you burn it at the time, we'll see what he's referring to here. Burn it at the time when it's still not Aser Darmaisa. Kimavur La El, Besimin Taf Lama Dalit. O Bechol Shaach Shishas. The Koshkin Bematsa Chamez La Achar Shesho Pesakufa. The Bevada Ishlun Ogachila. Levara De. Sreifa Davka. What is he referring to? We'll get to the machlokas in a second. But first, once we have it open, v'tarv l'sofer b'yom, b'maharil kasav tam acher, d'nachon yosef l'sof b'yom. Another good reason the Maharil says to burn it during the day and not at night. K'deish v'tol kach, yizkol levatol bitol sheni shemavat l'mayom. Right, bittul, you always want to do, how are you going to remember to do bittul? So if you're doing something, so then you're going to remember to do bittul. So if you burn it by yom, you remember to do bittul at that time too. V'sarfin b'shach hamisha, sh'aytzach levatel acharkach. He has to burn it with enough time to be mevatel after. U'b'sheish lav rishus levatlo. It's already not in your rishus. After the sixth hour, it's already aser midrabanan. Im'yesh lo hoshanis. The Mishnah Berurah adds in, if you have Hoshanis, that's the Minog, Tov, Lisrof, Achamitz, Bahoshanis. Hol, this Avid Bo Mitzvah Chada, Lis Avid Bo Mitzvos Tashbisu. So that's the Minog of Chai, so many to save their Lulavim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Chachil, like Rabbi Yehuda, if one can do it, to be Hoshesh for those Shitos, but the Avid of one is Karabanan. What was the Mishnah Berurah referred to there before? There is a fascinating machlokas about this Rabbi Yehuda of Embir Chametz Al Besreifa. When is he referring to? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos min hakotze l'hakotze. This is earlier, back on Daf Yud Beis, Amid Beis. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda only says, Ein bir chametz al besreifa, in the sixth hour. After that, he agrees, Hashbasasa b'chol davar. Rashi says, V'kol sheish da'akati midaraisa shari. That's where, during the, before chatzos, in the sixth hour, that's when you should burn it. Aval b'shaz bi'uro b'sheva, shehu musar min ha-Torah, Hashbasasa b'chodavar. The Torah zeh lama imein lo eitzim yantin hachas bi'uro v'yashbizena b'chodavar. And that's part of the svara, that if it's a tircha, they'll just wait and it'll be mashazit b'chodavar. That was the svara. That's Rashi. Rashi says, if Yudas says Sreif is only in the sixth hour afterwards, it is Hashbasasa b'chodavar. Rabbeinu Tam here says exactly the opposite. Rabbeinu Tam says in the Tosvis, t'shalo b'shas bi'uro haino achar sheish. Shirofa Ola Mevarin Bishesh Kitikan Chachamim. Fatamishim Dialaf Minosar. Fainola Achari Suro. Ava Bishaz Biuro Dino Bishesh. Kiva Deino Mitsuva Lavaro. Elabidurabanan Hashbasasa Bechodavar. When there's a Chiyav Daraisa to burn it, that's after Chatzos. So that's when you have to burn it Bishrefa. Ain't Biachavit Labisrefa. That's the Makar from Nosar. But before, and you don't have to. Before Hashbasasa Bechodavar. Exactly the opposite direction from Rashi. Interesting. According to the Rosh says here, according to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe there's no machlokas lamaisa. We never wait till after the sixth hour. We don't wait till after the sixth hour, after chatzos, to when it's daraisa. We always burn it, or we always get rid of it earlier. But 1 second, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yehuda agrees earlier, hashpasasa b'chol davar. Right, it's only bir chametz al b'sreifa after chatzos. So we never wait that long. So Rabbi Yehuda would agree, and there could be no machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda chachamim lamaisa according to what we do. The Achronim discussed that. Is that really true? It's also interesting, according to Rashi, what about before the sixth hour? According to Rashi, right, during the sixth hour, we say it is Sreifa. After the sixth hour, Hashpasasa b'chol davar. What about before the sixth hour? So that is a machlokas in Rashi Shita. The Rosh says, Hashpasasa b'chol davar. Hashpasasa b'chol davar. That's Shita's Rashi, meaning so earlier and later, Hashpasasa b'chol davar. Only in that specific area of time, the sixth hour, is it Sreifa. And the Tur in Siman Taf Mem Hei seems to say Sreifa. So that's a big discussion. The Taz, the Makor Chaim, the Mefarsh in the beginning of Siman Taf Mem Hei. Good. Next point. The Makar for Rabbi Yehuda is Nosar, as we just saw in the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua discusses, is that an appropriate Makar? How could he compare Chulin to Kachim? Right, simple question. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't ask it. Ask the Pnei Yoshua, right here in our Gemara. The Kashalon, my sakat adech lemelech bekava chomer. Habshita lan, de bechol tamud, de chulim mikashim lo yafinan. You don't learn chulim from kashim. The Kashagain, the Kashalon, my demasik erbihuda, besof nosar, bebal tosir, bechamiz bebal tosiru. Because the Tosas, the lo, davi binyanav gureda, the lokabir shrashi, the lobexer shavis, adexer shavis is a weak, Mamatzinu. So if it's just a weak Mamatzinu, how could you compare the two? The two totally different areas of halacha. And that was what we just alluded to in the Rush. The Rush says, that's the Shita of the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan reject Rabbi Yehuda? Because of this problem. The Rush said, Dilu de tu ikalak shuye malanosa shakain kodesh. V'lachein, roi lach v'lisarfo, usreif ha-chamur, the Rush says, l'maisa, you go like the Rabbanan l'charchila, but the Rabbanan go like the Rabbi Yehuda l'charchila, but the Rabbanan reject them because you can't learn chulin from kachim. So back to the Pnei Yoshua. So what's the svara? L'fiz ha-kashi yoser, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's his svara? V'lulei she'eni chedai, ha'enir l'yashib b'pshitus. He says, I think the following is the answer. It's a Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan l'shitaso. You have to go back for a couple of dafim that we learned Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and fill in some blanks. But he said, if you do the math we had earlier about whether lo socha, lo se'achel is Isra Hana, Isra Achila. So he says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not open to teach me Isra Hana, and therefore you ultimately have to learn it from Psukim in Kodshim. Earlier in Daf Chav Dalet, Imi Nosar Gufa, Omi V'Kol Chatas Asher Yuva Bakodesh Lo Yeachel, Omi Kreva Basar Sheiga B'Kol Tamei. So in the context of Chametz already, you already learned from Kodshim. So says the Pnei Yeshua, Lishitasa Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a problem with learning it from Nosar, because you already see in this context that you can learn it from Nosar. It's not a problem learning it, Hulin, from Kodshim. But according to the Rabbanan, who say no, we learn Isser Hanah from it itself, you don't have to learn from Kachim. So they would say you can't learn it from Kachim, and therefore there's no makar to have to learn it from Sreifa. Again, why would that be? Why would Chametz be different? Maybe it's connected to the Karban Pesach. Maybe all the mitzvahs Hayom of Pesach are connected, so maybe that could be an idea. But again, Mashekin Rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda, Hainer Rabbi Meir Latayme, Delo Yechal Mashbe Yisra'anam in Avela, Oinok Rabbanan, Dialfim Yoso Bitrefa, Tuchulun Bazar Alav Daraisa, Milo Yochal, and therefore, he said it's a fancy Lishitaso to the earlier Gemara. And the Tshuva Me'ava and Aleph Gufnan Dalet, he said maybe it's not a real Limud, it's just a Gilui, and therefore it would be okay, you're not really learning Chulin from Kachim. Once we talk about Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, it's good to review also the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim on Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. What's Reb Chaim in Aleph Gimel? Aleph Gimel in Chametz Matzah. Remember, the Rambam says there that you can theoretically get Malkus for Bal Yerubba Yematzeh. The Rambam says you don't get Malkus for Bal Yerubba Yematzeh in a normal case if you don't do anything. But if you would buy Chametz on Pesach, so then you would get Malkus. That's the Rambam Shita. How many Malkus? That's an interesting Machlokas. What did the Rambam mean? One or two sets of Malkus for Bal Yerubba and Bal Yematzeh? Not 100% clear. But the Rambam says, Ein Olokim Shabal Yerubba Yematzeh Elim Kein Kana Chametz on Pesach O Chimso Kedei Sheyasebo Yasebo Maisa. If you did a Maisa, so it's a lav sheish ba maisa. Avin ma'ay lo chamis kodem a pesach, u ba pesach lo biro, ele hinichu bershuso, if you just left it in your reshus, ava bisha avra al shnei lavin, ein olokim in a Torah. You don't get malkas, avin isha loasa ba maisa, o makan aso makas, mardus. Good. The question is, Reb Chaim asks, and others ask, but what do you mean? Fine, there's one reason why you shouldn't get malkas, because it's a lav she'ein ba maisa. But what about lav hanita glase? Is it burning chametz, a lav hanita glase? You have chametz, you're going to burn it. So why does the Rambam say that if you're Kona Chaz HaPesach, you're going to get Malkus? You shouldn't get Malkus for a different reason. That's question number one. The other question the Reb Chaim deals with is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on the tour. The tour says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says Mitzvaso Bisreifa, after you burn it, the ashes are going to be mutter, like all Nisrafin. And according to the Rabbanan, Hashpasaso B'chol Davar, the Efer is going to be Usser still, because it's like Nikbarin. It's like Nikbarin. That's based on the Mishnah at the end of Masechas Temura that we quoted earlier. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, one second, what's the svara that ashes should be mutter after you burn it for Sreifa? The svara Tosva says there at the end of Temura is Na'asis Mitzvaso. Once the mitzvah is done, then Memela, you can get Hana from the items. Like we had a couple of days ago about Na'asis Mitzvaso. But one second, even according to Rabbanan, there's Na'asis Mitzvaso. You also Hashpasaso B'chol Davar. So why does the Torah say that only according to Rabbi Yehuda is the Efer going to be Mutter, but not according to Rabbanan? According to Rabbanan, you also have Nasis Mitzvaso. That's the Kasha. So says Reb Chaim, to answer both of these questions, no, you cannot compare the mitzvah of Tashbisu of Rabbi Yehuda and the mitzvah of Tashbisu for the Rabbanan. Why? The mitzvah for Rabbi Yehuda is a Maisa Kumva Asei, destroy. That's the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and that's what Sreifa reflects. According to Rabbanan, it's much more result-oriented. Make sure it is gotten rid of. Make sure you don't have chametz, like the Minchas Chinuch, Schakira, of 10 nafkeminas, with 6 or 7 nafkeminas. The Minchas Chinuch says, Beferish, the Rabbanan are not a nafkemina. The Reb Chaim says it is a nafkemina. And therefore, it's only a lav sheyesh b'maisa if the focus is kumba aseh. And therefore, the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. It's hashpasot b'chol davar, therefore it's a result-oriented mitzvah. That's not strong enough to be a lav hanitak la'aseh, and therefore you're going to get malchus. That's not a reason to poter. And that's why also, only according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say na'asis mitzvah so, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kum va'aseh to destroy, to burn it. The destiny of this item in the chefs is to be burned, but according to the Rabbanan, that wouldn't be called na'asis mitzvaso. That's a chiddush, but that's what Rebbe Chaim says. So therefore, the machlokes of the Rabbanan is not just about a technicality, how do you destroy it, but fundamentally, how do you define this mitzvah according to Rebbe Chaim? Okay, we will stop here.